Money for RO is a go for the $1 million Queen's Plate. Trainer Kevin Attard confirmed Monday that 21 Woodbine Oaks champion will race in the opening jewel of the OLG Canadian Triple Crown on Sunday at Woodbine Racetrack. Last week, Attard said money for RO was being pointed toward the plate but said he needed time to ensure all was well with the filly following her solid victory in the $500,000 Woodbine Oaks on August 1. She's doing really well and has come out of the Oaks in good shape, Attard said Monday. She had a nice, little breeze Thursday and we're very excited and eager to see her hopefully double up now with the Canadian Oaks Queen's Plate double, maybe. Money for RO showed she's a definite plate contender after winning the 1 1/8 mile Oaks on Woodbine's Tape to Course in 1 minute 50 seconds and 31 milliseconds. Earlier in the day, Avaman captured the $150,000 plate trial in 1 minute 52 seconds and 84 milliseconds over the same distance and surface. Money for Rose Connections will pay a $25,000 supplemental fee to have her run in the plate and chase the $600,000 winner's prize. Four Oaks starters have gone to beat the boys and win the 1 1/4 mile plate, the longest continuously run thoroughbred stakes race in North America. Inglorious did so in 2011, followed by Lexi Lou, 2014, Holy Helena, 2017, and Wonder Godot, 2018. Inglorious, Lexi Lou and Holy Helena completed the Oaks plate double while Wonder Godot captured the plate after finishing second in the Oaks to Dixie Moon. Attard isn't the least bit worried about the plate distance. Her 1 1/8 mile race looked like she had more left in the tank, Attard said. She got to the front and held her position and it didn't look to me like she was tiring. It didn't look like she was all out at that point, either. I definitely think the 1 1/4 mile will definitely be within her forte. Jockey Justin Stein, who rode money for RO to her Oaks victory, will be aboard her for the plate. Stein captured the 12 plate aboard Strait of Dover. Attard said the plate wasn't initially on the radar for money for RO. However, her Oaks win and solid showing in that race gave the Connections plenty to ponder, especially considering this year's plate is generally regarded as being a wide-open affair. The Oaks was obviously a big target for her, Attard said. After that race and the fact that nobody out of the colt division has really risen to the top just kind of put the bug in the owner's ear, Roroma Stable, about possibly coming to the plate. It's a big, wide-open race. I think it's anyone's race. I think it's which horse steps up Sunday to run the best race of their life that day. The Oaks win was the second in 7 starts this year for money for RO, who's now 2-2-2 from 9 career races. And for the first time since 2019, fans will be allowed to attend the plate. Approximately 5,000 spectators are expected to be at Woodbine for the race. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 16, 2021. Dan Ralph, The Canadian Press.